Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Previously on Succession, a podcast series designed to help you through the fantastic story of the Roy Empire. I'm Katie Puckrick.
Season 2, Episode 1, The Summer Palace.
Season 2 begins with Kendall in deep water again, although this time it's in an Icelandic rehab center's hot tub. A staff member informs him a man is here to see him. As we're still in the eye of the Shiv wedding car crash, literally, this is concerning. The man is Ragnar Magnusson, one of Logan's men, who tells Ken he needs to get on TV as soon as possible to make a public declaration that he is withdrawing from the hostile takeover. Ken is hesitant, but his protests fall on deaf ears. Kendall runs the line he's been fed. I saw their plan, but Dad's was better, which is preferable to, I saw their plan, but then drove into a river accidentally killing a young man, and my pop blackmailed me to switch sides. Carolina meets Kendall. She reveals the interviewer will ask him some tough questions, such as why he sided with a rival. She again runs the line, I saw their plan, but my dad's was better. Kendall's nose begins to bleed as people around him are frantic, trying to ensure he gets this right. Out of the frying pan, bang, into the middle of an inferno. Ken's probably had better mornings, but none immediately spring to mind. 10 seconds to airtime. Carolina watches from the wings, nervous. Kendall begins fielding questions and instantly looks uncomfortable and awkward. Ken runs the lines and follows up with a solid performance that grows in confidence and clarity. Elsewhere, Roman and Jerry watch, Roman unsurprisingly criticizing every word and suggesting his brother looks fucking demented. Ladies and gentlemen, the first fucking thing my son has ever done right in his life, says Logan, watching in his boardroom. Back in New York, Ken arrives in his dad's office, where Logan thanks Kendall for the TV appearance, with a few unfatherly sideswipes for good measure. Logan pushes him for the playbook Stewie and Sandy are reading from, and Kendall tells him Stewie thinks a deal might be on the table, but Sandy expects it to be hostile. Kendall reveals he may have given them the impression that Logan is a weaker, more unstable man than he once was, and might crack under pressure. When pushed, Ken admits he told Sandy's PR team what meds Logan is on, how he hit Kendall's son, and how he also took a piss on Ken's office floor. Logan takes this all in stride and ushers Ken out. As he leaves, he asks if his assistant Jess is back, as she sometimes reaches out to his friend Nick. There is no need to ask what Nick sends back, although he does promise Carolina he'll be cleaning up his act. That evening, Logan welcomes his banker, Jamie Laird. Logan is upset he had no advance warning of what was coming. Jamie says naming a successor would be a good move, but also suggests that selling might actually be the best move from a business perspective, because not doing so will result in a years-long vicious fight that eats up his resources. Jamie paints a bleak picture of the landscape if Logan chooses fight over flight. Shiv and Tom receive a text suggesting Logan is going to sell and decide to cut the honeymoon short. The wedding and the honeymoon fucked, says Shiv, as Tom declares her dad to be a nutty bastard. Kendall is visited by Greg, who has the substances Kendall needs, but from a different source. A guy in the park. "You brought me park coke?" asks Ken, saying he'll be lucky if he has any nostrils left as he pours out the powder. The Roys arrive at the family summer house and comment on the awful smell, eloquently described by Logan as smelling like the cheesemonger died and left his dick in the brie. Kendall is met by one of Logan's men, Colin, with an update on the dead car guy, explaining that the UK police believe he was traveling solo and expect a ruling of death by misadventure, putting Kendall in the clear. Later, Ken bumps into Shiv and Roman. Shiv thinks Ken ruined her wedding, and both she and Roman attack him verbally, telling him once Logan is done with him, he will be fucked and thrown out the river. The bad smell is finally uncovered as a bag of dead raccoons stuffed in the chimney. Logan demands all the food is thrown out, and they order pizza. Everyone gathers to eat. Logan talks shop and questions, do they fight or sell? He also reveals that he has to name a successor to the board and asks everyone to have their say. Kendall says fight, but is immediately undermined by all the other kids. Shiv wants to know why Ken is getting back in so easily. Tom says it's time to fight, while also managing to flatter his father-in-law as being in the prime of his life. Willa offers an option that selling seems cool. "Hey, Dad," says Roman. Willa thinks selling seems cool. He offers her a mocking nod and wink. Roman is called upon and says he is keeping his own thoughts close to his chest so as not to jeopardize his position as a player in future moves. Logan gets up and invites his kids into his office one by one. Roman goes first. When asked again about what to do, Roman says he does actually have a pitch. Keep news and float the rest. He also suggests simply scaring off Sandy and Stewie by calling in favors from undesirable people at their disposal. Shiv goes next. She talks a strong game on how to restructure the business and how losing news is part of the master plan. Logan wastes no time in telling her he wants her to be his successor, adding that if she refuses, his only alternative is to name Kendall. Shiv is furious at the prospect of Ken even getting back in, let alone running the show. Logan tells her he has no deal with Kendall, but he wants to formally ask her to become the next CEO of Waystar. "You're the one," he says. Shiv is suddenly all ears. Maybe she can't quite believe them. She tells him he'd better be selling, and in a bluff-calling move, Logan says he'll do that right now. He makes for his phone, but Shiv suddenly stops him. She tells her dad if the offer is real, of course she'll do it. In fact, she will absolutely fucking kill it. A smiling Logan tells her this is wonderful. They agree to keep things under wraps for now. Logan says he will fast-track her, and as soon as she's up to speed, we'll name her. Shiv is tearful and overjoyed. Shiv exits and plays it cool. Tom seeks answers, reading her face that something big has happened. Shiv keeps things hush-hush, saying it was just Logan's typical mind games, but that Tom has got a great new gig at ATN. Later, Logan meets with the builder he suspects was unhappy with a $200,000 payment ceiling for some winter building work, and so stuffed the dead raccoons in the chimney to stink the place out. The man denies any involvement, but Logan angrily tells him he is now only getting $100,000, and if he doesn't like it, he should sue him. As the others sit to dinner that evening, Logan and Kendall fly for a meeting with Sandy and Stewie. Logan sends Ken in, saying to tell him he's on a call. Kendall meets Stewie first. Stu mocks Kendall and asks him what the fuck happened, needing to know how his dad got to him. Ken again runs the dad's plan line. "Fuck you, you silver spoon asshole," says Stu. Logan calls and reveals Ken will be taking the meeting alone. He meets Sandy now, too, and asks if there is an arrangement that will leave both parties happy, but Stewie declares they are after the whole thing. That being the case, Kendall has a message from Logan. They will both bleed cash, and it will never end. They might kill Logan, but not if he intends to kill them, and he will go bankrupt or to jail before he lets them beat him. And if he fails to kill them in business, he will send men to kill their pets and fuck their wives, and it will never be over. "Good," says Sandy. "Let's move ahead with that process, shall we?" Ken turns and walks away. hope this was useful. If you need any more help, all episodes of Previously on Succession are now live. Just search in the Previously On feed. And don't forget, when season 3 airs, we'll have a weekly discussion episode hosted by Jamie East, along with some very special guests, which will go out the following morning. Thanks for listening.
Written, produced, and published by Daph Doris.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.